Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Friday, May 27th, 2022. Over the past 14 months, Berlin motorists paid more than 1.6 million euros for illegal parking and stopping on bicycle paths, bike lanes, and sidewalks alone. Just under 51,400 of these administrative offenses were recorded by the police's fine unit from March of 2021 to the beginning of this May. Over the past 3 years, Berlin drivers have either complied more with stopping and parking bans on bicycle paths and bus lanes, or a smaller proportion of parking violators have been fined. Either way, the number of fines for these violations dropped significantly. In 2019, about 29,000 fines were given for parking on bus lanes alone. In 2020, there were just under 20,800, and last year, just under 18,300. Parking on bicycle lanes went down from around 18,000 in 2019 to just under 12,000 in 2021, and for so-called bike protection lanes on roads, from 29,500 to around 16,500. EasyJet plans to significantly reduce the size of its base at BER. The company announced on Tuesday that starting this winter, 11 instead of 18 aircraft will be stationed there, and of the approximately 800 flight attendants and pilots, around 275 are to leave, quote, under certain circumstances, unquote. The background to the changes are the high and rising airport charges and a weaker-than-expected recovery in demand after the corona crisis in Germany. Germany's CEO Stefan Ehler said that the concrete implementation of the plans is to be discussed with the staff representatives of the cabin crew and pilots, adding, quote, "The proposed adjustments are not due to our employees and their work in Germany. However, they are absolutely necessary to lead the entire business development to long-term success." Unquote. Until now, EasyJet was considered the largest operator at BER. The airport said that it regrets the decision and made it clear that the industry is far from over the corona crisis. A spokesman said that it's a structural problem that is making it difficult for all German airports and their airlines to return to economic normality, stating, quote, "The airline's move is a reaction to the continuing low demand and generally high costs of operating in Germany compared with the rest of Europe," unquote. The Brandenburg Ministry of Economics expressed surprise. State Secretary Hendrik Fischer said that he regrets the changes, especially with regard to potentially affected employees, and he hopes that further negotiations can still bring improvement possibilities. Lufthansa subsidiary Eurowings CEO Jens Bischoff said that they want to recruit the EasyJet crews who have been laid off and that each displaced employee will receive an attractive job offer. Bischoff believes this is evidence of Eurowings' greatly improved competitiveness and added that they will offer more onboard capacity this year than in the pre-corona year of 2019. Payment by Giro or credit card throughout Germany was partially disrupted since Tuesday evening due to a software error, according to payment service providers and banks. Per the Berlin-Brandenburg Trade Association, HBB, numerous stores in the region were affected. And according to the last research by Berlin Briefing, when the problems will be fixed is unclear. HBB CEO Nils Busch-Petersen told RBB that it was difficult to give an exact number of retailers affected. However, he said that numerous branches of well-known drugstore, supermarket, and discount chains were among them, including Aldi Nord, Edeka, Riva, Penny, and Rossmann. Busch-Petersen went on to say that the plea remains the same one that the trade association has always made emphatically. Regardless of what else may come, keep cash on hand. He added that many people do still carry cash, which is why he hopes that there will be no major loss of revenue, especially since ATMs are not affected. The Association of German Banks, speaking on behalf of the German banking industry, clarified that while affected terminals are completely out of service for all payment types, they only account for a small percentage of all devices in use in Germany, and that network operators and technical service providers are working intensively on troubleshooting. Providers of alternative payment methods, such as via QR code, see themselves strengthened by the incident. According to the consulting firm ZEEB QR systems work without any terminal hardware at all, and as a result, it is possible to avoid revenue losses. According to the Senate, Berlin's forests suffer massively from damage caused by deer. Last year, an average of 49% of young oaks, 21% of young beeches, 45% of other deciduous trees, and 26% of young pines were damaged by deer. Therefore, in order for new trees to grow or newly planted trees to be preserved, fences against deer are said to be necessary. One reason for the damage is the shorter deer hunting season compared to other states. An extension of the hunting periods is therefore being considered in line with other federal states. The example of the Pankow Forestry Office, whose forest areas are mostly in Brandenburg, shows the effect of other hunting options. According to the Senate, the damage caused by deer is significantly lower there, adding, quote, "The rejuvenation of the forest is possible in large areas, even without fencing," unquote. The forest areas, which until now have mainly been covered with evergreens, are to be developed into a mixed forest with newly planted deciduous trees such as oaks, beeches, and elms by the year 2100. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.